It's Lisa's Book Report.
All right, settle down. It's time for book reports. Johnson's skipping class again. Dinger, you're here, but I know you didn't read the book. Murphy! Spit out that gum, put away the nail polish, and get up here.
Once upon a time, there was a poor miller who had a beautiful daughter. Wait, no, that's not what we're doing today. Hold on. Oh, here we go. In the great green room, there was... Oh, no, wait, they're telling me that's not what we're doing either. Hold on. This is what we're doing. Ready to learn. Using play to build literacy skills in young learners by Anne Burke. Published in 2010 by Pembroke Publishers. At first, this was a total no-brainer of a title for me. I was like, well, like, duh. I mean, tell me something that we don't already know. But once again, we're always on the hunt for that one book that reaches that one person that says what we've all been trying to say for years, in the way that that one person still needs to hear it said. So I bought it. And here are some quotes from the foreword, which was written by David Booth. Quote, "To observe an effective teacher in a classroom where play and learning are successfully intertwined is to see education at its best. Participants are engaged in deep learning, establishing habits of mind and patterns of behavior that are the building blocks for their futures." End quote. Quote number two. "Play is not a four-letter word in education. It is the heart of learning. Engagement is the true motivator for learning, and play, we know, does this from the inside out." End quote. And now, from me, like, duh, too bad the people who already know this are the ones reading and buying the book. I am not sure if Burke really actually tells us anything new, per se, but it was an interesting read filled with information that might well be shared with those who still question why playing is what we do. According to Brian Sutton Smith, and sidebar, totally here, he should so be on your radar of somebody that you are familiar with, and also I am directly quoting here from the book on page 17, take a breath. "Play brings children a greater awareness and understanding of the world in which they live. Play is an inquiry process that consists of four ways of learning. Number one, exploration. Number two, testing. Number three, imitation. And number four, construction." Sidebar, you might totally so have just been aware that it wasn't testing of what they know, but maybe a child testing what they think might be true, i.e. establishing a hypothesis, even though they don't realize that that's what they're actually doing, and then seeing if it works again and again and again. Take a breath. "When children play, they construct an understanding of what the world means using these four ways to create their knowledge base." End quote. Brian Sutton Smith. Burke, the author of the book, talks about the types of play based on Sarah Smolansky's work, which are number one, functional play, number two, constructive play, number three, symbolic, i.e. dramatic play, number four, rough and tumble, your favorite, and number five, games with rules. Another bias alert, again, Smolansky and Sutton Smith so need to be on your people I need to be familiar with list. Take a breath. From page 23, "While playing, children may be focusing on making a nameless product, but that does not negate the importance of what they are doing." The author gives a great overview of the developmental stages of writing, which she puts on page 57. Here are the stages, and I'm listing them right now. Number one, drawing. Number two, scribbling, random and controlled. Number three, forms that resemble letters. Number four, letters that are recognizable. Number five, spelling. And number six, words and sentences. and a beautiful comparison is provided on page 64, and I quote, "Their scribbles are similar to an infant's babbling. Just as an infant babbles to experiment with the sounds he or she can make, taking pleasure in repetition as well as variety, so do novice writers delight in discovering the infinite combination of marks that they can make. They find satisfaction in gaining sufficient control to deliberately repeat the same marks." Let me repeat that. They find satisfaction in gaining sufficient control to deliberately repeat the same marks. Writing is both exploratory and practice play. End quote. Sidebar from me. This is justification for why you need lots and lots and lots of paper, shaving cream for scribbling, whiteboards, sidewalk chalk, finger paint, and crayons. In her individual chapters, Burke points out the play that is evident in reading and writing, math, science, English language learner skill development, i.e. ELL, and in cultivating citizenship. From page 101, quote, "One of the greatest aspects of true free play is that it allows children to learn and to take risks in a safe environment. Safe learning, in turn, builds self-confidence." End quote. She ends with a list of books that promote, quote, playful learning, as well as an annotated bibliography and 4 full pages of references. At the risk of repeating myself, I'll state again that this book didn't necessarily provide me with any information or data that I did not already know, but it did provide me with another tool in my tool belt, another resource to have on hand for that one parent, that one colleague, that one supervisor, a resource in my tool belt that might say it in a way that reaches that one person who needs to see that a hands-on, play-based learning, early childhood educational experience is not my personal preference, but it is what we know is in the best interest of our children. Written by Lisa Murphy, Ooey Gooey Incorporated, March 2011, and shared with you today. Thank you.
A plus as usual, Murphy. But that doesn't mean you can get away with your shenanigans. I got my eye on ya.
Connect with Lisa at ooeygooey.com and check out the other Child Care Bar and Grill podcasts at ccbagpodcast.com or by searching Facebook for Child Care Bar and Grill. See you next time. Hey, if you're listening to the podcasts and liking them, do us a favor. Look them up on iTunes, give them 5 stars, and leave us a comment. It helps.